The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When the Pharisees with some scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of the elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed. The purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" He responded, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your traditions. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have had from me is korban,' meaning dedicated to God, you allow him to do something, to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on, and you do many such things." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, in the last few weeks, that has been coming up very much in the Gospel, how evil hides, and or we justify evil by hiding it behind good. So, for example, where Mark gives the example there in the Gospel this morning, you dedicate something to God, and so you don't look after your parents or the people around you. And in the first reading this morning from the book of Genesis, there's a very interesting line there. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And we sometimes forget that. Everything that God made, so everything, all creation is good. We got to realize that. Now, when I was reading the Gospel, and apropos of the washing of hands and little rules and obligations that the scribes and the Pharisees had, or the little interpretations of the law. And it probably was easy for them, they were living in a very nice conditions, to observe all those things. And I began thinking how blessed most of us are that in the middle of this pandemic, we have the ability to, to wear a mask. We have the ability to keep ourselves clean, to wash our hands and so on. But imagine all the people around us, very near us, who are homeless and living in very poor conditions. And to take that further, this is where Jesus would be today, I think, in the 21st century. And if he was around, well, Jesus is here. And I think this is what he would be saying to us at this very, very moment. It wouldn't be dealing with cups and plates and kettles and those kind of things, but it would be dealing with people. And how unequal and unfair the whole thing is at the moment. Depending where you come from, the color of your skin seems to determine when or where or how you might get, for example, the vaccine. If you happen to be poor or an immigrant, your chances of survival in the pandemic are much less than if you're white or you're a citizen. Yet God said in the book, Genesis, God saw all that he had made and it was very good. And there's this awful don't want to use the word segregation, but unfairness that has appeared during the pandemic. I was reading yesterday about a hospital down in Los Angeles that deals mainly with Latinos and colored people, and is very much underfunded compared to many of the other hospitals. And so consequently, more people die there than in the other hospitals. And this is right, this is not in Africa or somewhere, this is right here. So if you apply what you read in the gospel this morning to that, well, I think we've got to be extremely grateful and thankful, and I hope you are, for the many, many, many blessings that we have in our lives. And I feel we cannot thank God enough. And part of that thanking God and being grateful for what we have is being aware of those who have not. Now, we may or may not be able to do very much about that, but at least begin by being aware and make your feelings known. Don't be afraid to say what you think. Too many people today do not speak the truth. They're afraid to stand up and say some of these things. But we do live in a very, very, very unfair society. And whether you agree with me or not, I think that's pretty true. So don't be afraid to talk about that, to discuss that, and in any little way you can to help. In any little way, every little bit counts.